we received a call that our car, which was at the mechanic, was fixed and waiting for us to come and get it. We lived in Providence, Rhode Island, and the mechanic was located about 20 minutes away. Late that night, my husband and I drove up 95 North in our van together to pick up the car. At the mechanic, my husband hopped out of the van and into the car. I was going to follow him home. I followed my husband onto 495 and then merged after him onto 95. After too long of a while, I still wasn't home, and I began to see signs, not for Providence, but for Boston. Somehow, I had ended up following a different Toyota Camry instead of my husband's and had gotten onto the highway the wrong way. Although I thought I would be going a 95 South, I guess Hashem had a different plan for where I would be traveling that night, and knew a bit of time on 95 North was where I needed to be. This story happened the night before I was going to teach one of my favorite psukim from this week's Parsha, Api Hashem Yachanu, V'Api Hashem Yisa'u. By the mouth of Hashem they camped, and by the mouth of Hashem they traveled. What does this pasuk mean? On a basic level, this means that the travels of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar were directed by Hashem. Hashem told them, through the Anan, where and when to go. When the cloud rose and traveled, Bnei Yisrael traveled. When the cloud stopped and settled, Bnei Yisrael stopped and camped. So if the cloud remained over the Mishkan at Rismah for a week, Bnei Yisrael stayed in Rismah for a week. When the cloud rose over the Mishkan at Rismah and moved to Rimon Paretz, Bnei Yisrael packed up camp and traveled to Rimon Paretz. The Shlach HaKadosh says this pasuk of Api Hashem Yachanu, Yapi Hashem Yisa'u, wasn't only true in the Midbar. This pasuk about our journey in the Midbar applies today, now. All of our travels through life are Alpi Hashem. Hashem guides us on every step of our journey in this world. Where we live growing up, which school we go to, who is a part of our lives, what brachos we have, what challenges we have. That is all Alpi Hashem. The friend who gave us an uplifting card on a hard day. The classmate who annoyed us like crazy. The sprained ankle right before camp. The favorite outfit that got ruined at the dry cleaners. They are all Alpi Hashem. Everything that happens in life is Alpi Hashem. Everything. That can be a very comforting thought. But let's stretch this just a bit more. The psukim in Vahalosra enumerate what this Yachanu and Yisa'u in the Midbar might have looked like. Uveharich anan al hamishkan yamim rabim. The cloud might stay in one place for a long time, and Bnei Yisrael would camp for a long time in that place. V'yesh asher yiyeh anan yamim mispar. It might only rest for a few days in a spot, so Bnei Yisrael would camp for just a few days before picking up and traveling again. Me'erev ad boker v'na'alah anan baboker. The cloud might stay steady just overnight and start moving in the morning, so Bnei Yisrael would stop overnight and continue traveling again in the morning. Yomam v'layla. The cloud might pause after a night of traveling for an entire day and the next night. Bnei Yisrael would set up camp and sleep the night, only to find the next day that they had to disassemble the camp and start traveling again. Whatever the cloud instructed Bnei Yisrael has Hashem's itinerary, Shamru es mishmeres Hashem. That's what Bnei Yisrael did. Ramban expands on these psukim and says that these travel examples tell us the devotion of Bnei Yisrael to keeping the Pi Hashem. Uveharich anan. If the cloud rested over the Mishkan and directed Bnei Yisrael to camp for a long time in an undesirable place that they couldn't wait to escape from, they stayed, because that's what Hashem wanted. Yamim mispar. If Bnei Yisrael were tired and wanted to rest, but the cloud only stayed over the Mishkan for a few short days, they took down camp and traveled again, because that was the Raton Hashem. Me'erev ad boker. Can you imagine settling overnight only have to move again in the morning? Yomam v'layla. How about traveling all night, unpacking the next day, and settling in for the night only to wake up and find out that you have to move again that same day? But whatever was Pi Hashem, that's what Bnei Yisrael did. Not only did they follow the word of Hashem, Bnei Yisrael didn't come with questions, with tainos. Why are we leaving here? The temperature is just right. The view is beautiful. We have tasty food and a good supply of water. Or why are we staying in this spot so long? The sun makes it so hot here and the mosquitoes are rampant. Bnei Yisrael accepted the difficulties of the journey in the Midbar. Lo hiru me'uma. They only fulfilled Ratzon Hashem. How does this apply today? The Lekach Tov says a beautiful idea. He calls the 40 years of travel in the Midbar the base medrash for Amunah. Bnei Yisrael's travels in the Midbar were the classroom to teach and build our Amunah to follow Ratzon Hashem. Nisyonos Hamasa Hishrishu b'chol Yisrael es midas ha'amuna l'kabel es ratzon Hashem. From how we traveled and acted in the Midbar, we can learn about Amuna, accepting Ratzon Hashem, and see how we are to act. We learn that wherever we are in life, it is Al Pi Hashem. This is where Hashem wants us to be. This is where we are meant to be. And like B'nai Yisrael, we should follow Hashem and not come with tainos. U'beharicha anan, a person might find herself stuck in an unpleasant situation. Her coworker is rude and blames her for everything. Or she has the flu that turns into pneumonia and then mono, which is close to a friend's true story. And she can hardly go to work or school and wishes to get better, but the cloud is camped this way for a while. Yamim mispar. You might be having a great life. You really like your job and your living arrangements are working out beautifully and you're happy with how things are now, and we'd be happy for them to stay that way. But your work has financial difficulties and you're out of a job. The cloud moved. Me'erev ad boker. Yomam v'layla. Sometimes we want things to change, but the cloud rests, and they don't yet. Sometimes we want things to stay status quo, but the cloud travels, and they don't. We need to remember that it is all Al Pi Hashem, that wherever it is, whatever happens, it's the way Hashem wants it for us, and our response needs to be to follow the Ratzon Hashem. Of course, the person should daven for a difficult reality to change, but while you're still in that reality, that is how you're meant to serve Hashem. I may want to be elsewhere, but if Hashem put me here, this is where I'm meant to be. And knowing this, I need to figure out how to best serve Hashem under those circumstances. I have a friend who is in school to become an orthodontist. Orthodontic students need to pass the boards to work as an orthodontist. These boards are given once a year. There are no makeup dates. The year of her test, my friend found out that she was expecting. She was due around the date of the exam, which also happened to be Erev Second Day's Pesach. She's a very ambitious and organized person and felt that even though it might be a little hard, she'd be able to take the test at the very end of her pregnancy or even after having a baby. The only way she wouldn't be able to take the test would be to have the baby the day of the test itself. The date of the boards grew closer, but still no baby. First Day's Pesach. Still no baby. Chol HaMoed began. Still no baby. On the last day of Chol HaMoed, Erev Second Days, the morning of the boards, my friend gave birth to a healthy baby boy, but definitely didn't take the board exam. Al Pi Hashem. I'll end with something small we can do to bring this home. The Shlach HaKadosh, who pointed out that Al Pi Hashem was not exclusive to the Midbar, adds that since it is true today, we need to say Im Yirtzeh Hashem, if Hashem wills it, or Be'ezras Hashem, with Hashem's help, for everything we want to do, because that's the only way anything will happen. We should pay attention to these words and say them with kavana. And when we say it, it can build our emuna and bring bracha. So when you say Im Yirtzeh Hashem or Be'ezras Hashem from now on, think about that reality and say it like you mean it. And remember that whatever is happening in your life is Al Pi Hashem. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, you should have a good Shabbos.